Okay. In previous years, we went through different halachas of Purim, bi'iyun, you know, more in depth. We went in to the different parts of Purim. What I want to do today, especially that we just changed the clock, everybody's a little tired, and you know, tomorrow night, Be'ez Hashem is Purim. I want to just go and have an overview of the halachas of Purim. Some basic things to know on each part that we do in Purim. And hopefully we'll be able to cover most of what we need to do doing this very halakha chag. So we know that Purim requires, there's four mitzvahs hayoyim on Purim. Four mitzvahs. First and foremost is kriyas of Megillah. You need to learn the Megillah twice, once a night, once in the day. You have to have a seuda, and you have the Mishloach Manas, Ish L'Reyu, and Matanas L'Evyoyim. So four mitzvahs. Reading the Megillah, having Suda, giving Mishloach Manas to your friend, and giving two presents to two poor people, which is called Matanas L'Evyoyim. And we'll try to cover some, you know, some parts of each one of them. I think one of the main things to know regarding Kriyas Megillah is the following halacha. Number one on the page, says the following: you need to hear the whole Megillah, and it needs to be coming from a written Megillah. If you're reading by heart, you have to have everything written in front of you. If you have a few words missing in the Megillah, in the written Megillah, if you're reading by heart part of the Megillah, up to 50%, you're okay. You need to read the whole thing. Cannot miss a word. But if not everything is written, and some of it you're reading by heart, then you're yet. But then comes Ramon and tells us, if it's beginning or end, if the first words of the Megillah are the answer, that's a problem. Okay, so here comes, so this is a very important rule for reading the Megillah. You need to hear every word, that's number one. Number two, if part of the Megillah is written by Al-Peh, it's okay. So from here comes a very important halacha. When a person goes to shul, he must listen to every word. And if he misses a word, what should he do? So, the easy solution is, just read the word that you missed by heart. Why? Because reading by heart is okay if it's not the entire Megillah, not even 50% of the Megillah. And you need to read everything in order. So if you are in shul, and there's some noise, and you couldn't hear a word, just say it out loud. I mean, ain't loud, not too loud. But say it to yourself. Then you have that word Baal Peh, and the rest of the Megillah you heard inside, because when the Baal Kari is reading it for you, that considered to be that you read it inside. So that's the easy solution. And that's what Mishnah Berurah says in number two. If you miss even one word, that's kind of poiskim lo yotza. Poiskim hold. If you miss one word, you're not yotza. Each one should have a chumash in front of him. You have a noise. People are saying, Haman. But you may miss a few words. So says the Mishnah Berurah, you yotza if you did it by heart. And therefore, that's it. And again, this has to do with another halacha in the Megillah. So you must hear the Megillah from beginning to end in order. If you miss something in the middle, you say, okay, you know what, I'll go back and I'll hear that word. No, you need to hear it in order. So a person, for example, heard the beginning of the Megillah, there was some issue, his kids start crying, had to leave, he has to go back and hear the Megillah again, at least from the place where he missed till the end. So therefore, you're in the middle, you missed the word, just say it out loud on your own, and then you're okay. That's Ludi Evet. The Lechatchila, as the Mishabur says, is the next part, the next Sif Katan.
And you're assuming that I heard it from somebody who read it from the inside.
Yes.
Because if somebody was just saying it Baal Peh and you heard it, it doesn't count.
Right. He needs to read inside, or at least most of it inside. Now, let's say he said one word by heart,
so
it's okay.
You're saying you have to hear it. But you have to hear it. You have to make sure you hear it from somebody
who's reading it. Yeah, for sure. Right. Right. The Mishnah Berurah says the following.
Any credit from just hearing it from a tape or anything like that?
No, no credit.
Somebody's in an area where they can't get a bucko, right?
No.
Nothing.
Nothing. It says like this. He says, ideally, each one should have a kosher Megillah in front of him. Because then he's, you know for sure that he's reading every word from inside the Megillah, which is the best way to do it. That's the best way to do it. But not everybody can, has a kosher Megillah. So therefore, you listen to the Baal Kayre. The second word, just make sure to say, all right, I think this is like the most important halachot for us, you know, that it really is the most lamaisa. You go to shul and you're listening and you're missing a word and you have a problem. Because you have to hear every word of the Megillah. You have to make sure you're reading every word of the Megillah.
Are you saying it's more chashuv to get it from a klaf than a chumash?
For sure. Yeah. Again, if you read everything from a chumash, you're not yotze. You have to, no, if you're reading from a chumash, you're not yotze. Megillah says
you have to listen to somebody who read from a klaf.
From a klaf. That's what you have to do.
And
that's
your missing words could be.
If you miss your word, you can read from a chumash just to add, as long as not 50% and not beginning or end. But lechatchila, you should read everything from the klaf. Okay, so that's the halacha regarding Kriyas and Megillah. Now let's go to the idea of Mishnah Berurah.
There are no vowel notes in there, are there?
No, no. So says the Gemara, number 3 in Maseches Megillah. Abaye bar Avin, Rav Chanina bar Avin, left side of the page. Machlafes to the Sayu Le'adade. They used to exchange their meals with each other. What does that mean? Says Rashi, on the right side. Meaning, 1 year, one of them invited his friend, the other year, the other one invited his friend. What's the big chiddush? They're very nice, they're good friends. So we'll see in a moment. And then the Gemara tells us, we'll get to the next part of the Gemara in a moment. So the question is over here, when they exchange the meals, what does it do for me? What are you trying to tell me over here? The Beisayisiv says, Beisayisiv learns, that the Gemara here is talking about Mishloach Manos. And it says the Beisayisiv, if talking about Mishloach Manos, what exactly happened over here? Look at number 4 in the page, right below the Gemara. If you say, no, they actually did Mishloach Manos. Accept the meal. What's the Chiddush? You want to tell me they were good friends and invited each other to the meal? What is the Gemara telling us here? So the Beis understands based on Rashi. So this is how they would kind of Mishloach Manos. The first one invited his friend to him 1 year. The next year, the other one invited. Says, where's the Mishloach Manos over here? You want to tell me it's not Mishloach Manos, it's the fact they ate together? What's the Kiddush? So the Beis says, I don't understand how Rashi understands this. Therefore, the Beis learns differently. Beis learns, the Pshat is that one would give Mishloach Manos to his friend, and the other will give it back to him. They didn't have a lot of money, so they gave back the same one. And that's the idea of Mishloach Manos works, even if you're not really you're not giving more than what you received. You know, the Reuven can give Shimon challah and wine, and Shimon can give back that same challah and wine back to Reuven. That's okay, that's Mishloach Manos. That's how it works. That's how he learns from the Gemara. But Rashi learns the exchange of meals. So the question is, what does Rashi mean? So to understand that, we'll go in. A few years ago, we gave a shear, and then a full shear just to go into this, so if anybody wants to go. When you go in Torah anytime, you go to the Purim, you can do it by subject, you'll see there every shear, in each one. But just to get like a little bit of a taste of what the Mishloach Manos is about, which will give us more of an idea of also the Seuda, is really the big Machlekes, very famous Machlekes, of why do we do Mishloach Manos. The Truma Sadesh, number 5 in the page, tells us the reason why you're doing Mishloach Manos is in order to make sure that somebody else has a meal. If you look, the Tradush is discussing the question, can you send to each other, instead of food, you want to send clothes? I want to give a nice suit to my friend from Mishloach Manos. Are you Yaitse or not? Says the Truvah Sadesh, number 5, go to the Truvah. You read the Ein Yaitse Behem, you are Yaitse. Tenir Tan, the Mishloach Manos, so Kadesh Yehakolecho, David Safik, Kavisu, the Kadino. Tenir Mishloach Manos, so make sure everybody has enough food. So I'm giving you food, you're giving me food, everybody make sure everybody has food. The Mashmur Gemara. So he says, and therefore, you need to do, I'm not going to go to all the words over here, basically you have to make sure for food, because you're making sure the other one gets food. So the Truth tells us, the concept of the Mishloach Manos is to make sure that each one has a meal. And then he goes into this Gemara, which is mentioned, that's what you're doing it, but it's really you have to have a meal, if you can give clothing. The Manasseh Levi, the one who wrote the Lechadoidi, right, he wrote a Pirush of Maseches Megillah, on Megillah, Esther. And there he brings the following thing. He says the following, number 6. He says like this. Oy to see be'apos mishushu mishloach monos, ki ze roimes kim ba'agudo achas ube'avo ve'achvo. It shows achdus. It shows unity. Everybody's together. When I'm selling food, we're united. Because what did the Talmud say? They're all separated. So the solution for the separation is the connections, the achdus. And that's what it is. That's the Mishloach Monos. So says the Monos Halevi, quote in the Poskim, that the idea of Mishloach Monos is not really to add food to somebody else, but it's to make achdus, to make unity between everybody. That's the idea. So to which the Neshe learns, the Mishloach Monos idea is to make sure the other one has food. The Menesa Levi says, Mishloach Monos is to create unity in achdus between Amisol. So the Poskim tells, the Chasam Sofer in Shuva already mentioned it as well. He says, you know what's the difference between the understanding of Torah Sadesh and Menosha Levi? The question is, it's who is the Mishloach Monos? What is the focal point of Mishloach Monos? According to Torah Sadesh, the focal point is the receiver. The one who's receiving. I want to make sure he has food. According to the Menosha Levi, the Mishloach Monos, the focal point is on the giver. You want to create unity. So I'm showing my friend, here, I'm giving you, we're all together. The focal point is on the giver, not on the receiver. Mishloach Monos is more on the giver or more on the receiver, that's the discussion. And many enough communities levice. So for example, what happens, very classic things, you're sending Mishloach Monos to your friend before Purim, and he receives it on Purim. Are you becoming the mitzvah of Mishloach Monos? According to Zechan Sefer, according to Truva Sadeshin, yes, I made sure you had food for Purim. According to Manasseh Levi, no, you create unity, it's very nice to create unity today, but you have to do it on Purim. The mitzvah is on Purim. You didn't do it on Purim, it's not on you on Purim. Right? Another, for example, another Kamin, the place keeps saying.
Doesn't the receipt create the unity?
Yeah. No. Exactly. What happens if
you just sent it
and that's why the place can say, what happens if you send the Mishloach Monos to your friend? Friend said, no, thank you. I don't want that. Sorry. Not because of hatred, let's say, because that'll make it a little more complicated. I'm on a diet and I can't eat this food. Please do me a favor. I take it back. Are you yaitzeh that? So according to the Torah Sadesh, you're not yaitzeh. You have to give it to somebody else because you have to make sure the other guy has food. But according to the Menachem Levi, you created unity. He saw that you wanted to give it to him. You made your yaitzeh. Now you give it back to you and you didn't want to receive it. You didn't accept it. Still okay. And that's really the Kamina between the two explanations we have over here, between the idea and the concept of Mishloach Monos. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says, I just want to go through over you just to know the halachas. Comes to Shulchan Aruch number 7, it says, Chayev l'shtayel chaver shtey monos baso shemnei moichlim. First, we have to have two different pieces of food. Two different kinds. Shenei ma Mishloach Monos ish l'reyeh. Shtey monos l'ish echot. They have to give at least two pieces of food for one person. You send to more friends, you're creating more unity. If he doesn't have enough food, that is the pshat of in the Gemara, so they exchange the same Mishloach Monos.
Does it have to be two different brachas, or one bracha, two foods?
No, so we're going to get to that. The Mishloach Monos, the point is, it doesn't have to be two different brachas, but it has to be two different types of food. If it's the same food, you just cut it into two pieces, that's not Mishloach Monos. It has to be two types of food, even if they are the same bracha. Hagos says there are more. V'yesh l'shloach monos b'yoyim v'loy b'laylo. To send the day and the night. V'yishloach monos l'eru v'uwein noyer tzilekablam. You send it, the friend doesn't want to receive it. Oy moicheloy, yotza. He's yotze. That is the idea of the Menachem Levi. You need to do it. If you have to do it in the day. That's the idea of Mishloach Monos. It's the idea of creating unity. Comes the Bach number 8 and tells us, you should know that is really the idea of Rashi. Rashi says they exchange the meal. How does that work? Says the Bach, you know what the Rashi understands? Rashi holds that the idea of Mishloach Monos is to make sure you have unity. So where we're eating the meal together, that's the unity. Amikai Mishloach Monos, you don't have to actually send meal. If I'm sharing the food with you together, we're all eating together this year. Next year, you're eating by me. That's what Kamishah was. Look at number 8 in the Bach.
So would work.
That's the Bach quoting the Rashi. They're not saying to each other. Next year I'm going to invite you, they're going to help me for the previous year. No. And the kavkol pirush the kema and the tamish the harmonis kedi sheyes sameach v'sosim o'avo v'reil. You want to be happy with your friends. Huleshkim b'nei avo v'achu v'reus. You want to make unity. And kedi v'soy dechodim chaver v'reu arein b'simcho tuvleiv v'mishtiyachad tiru me'atu chiyu b'shlo harmonis. And then it published over us. And that's what we said. That's Shalom Rashi. Now we don't pass like Rashi la halacha. We pass that it's not enough to do the meal together. You actually have to do a mishloach manis. But you see from here, the Bach takes the concept of mishloach manis. The way we pass it, we look like a manis alevi. It's the idea of unity. And that, he says, that's the idea, part of the idea of the meal. And it's very interesting that in the halakas and Shulchan Aruch, the mishloach manis and the seuda come in the same simon. They're written together. And according to this, it's part of the idea. You're creating unity, you're creating simcha on Purim. And that's what the idea, to invite people to do the seuda together with other people. Because according to Rashi, that's really the idea. You're really doing the Erudem Mishloach Monos. We don't pass like Rashi, but we do have that concept. So we have over here the idea of Mishloach Monos that brings you a different halachas. You should do it in that day. If you send the day before, it's a beautiful thing, but you're not Mekayim Mishloach Monos according to B'nai Salari, the way we pass it. You have to make, even if the guy doesn't want to accept this as Ramon, it's okay. And we're creating your unity and simcha, and that's the focus of the Mishloach Manos, which leads us to the Seuda as well. The Seuda is also an idea of simcha and unity, therefore you should do it with other people together. And by the way, that we spoke about the idea that Mishloach Manos should be two different types of food, because Mishloach Manos, you have two different foods, even though the same bracha, but it has to be two different things in order to consider Manos. Discussion, the place where happens is, let's say, two pieces of the chicken. You have the top and the bottom. Is that considered to be two pieces, or nice, it's the same chicken? Something you just said, interesting concept that the place can discuss in order to be it to be two different types of things.
Does the suda have to be with other people? It could just be with better. The family?
Better to be with other people, but it could be with the family. You yaitz with the family. Because the main idea, we don't say like Rashi, you must, that's what we're doing it. Even according to Rashi, Pasha, you could divide it. You could do Mishloach Manos to somebody, and then you do your Simchas Purim in the suda on your own. But that's part of the idea, right? Now the, as part, okay, so that's the Mishloach Manos part. We'll get to, back to this in a moment regarding the Seuda. But before that, let's go into the Matanos Le'Avyoin. You have to give a Matanos Le'Avyoin, you have to give special thing in Purim, different in Tzedakah during the year, is that you're giving two presents to a poor person, to two poor people. Correct. Matanos Le'Avyoin. At least two presents, two poor people. It's not part of tzedakah. And the place keep bringing, you're not allowed to take the money of Meiser to do Tos Lavyoini. Tos Lavyoini is extra than your Meiser. Meiser, so to speak, we look at it as not your money. 10% belongs to tzedakah. Here is taking your own money to give Tos Lavyoini. And famously, this is
two
the Rambam.
To two people, or yeah. One money to two people?
You have to give, each one has to get a matana. What is a matana?
Right.
What is a matana? A matana means something you could buy some important, or not call it, maybe the word important is a little too exaggerated, but something which is a substantial food. Today, in today's day, you say it's about $2. You could buy, you know, a drink, you could buy some cake with it, you could buy something which is an actual food with that money. So $2 for each onion. $2.
It has to be like pizza and a soda, and that would be more like $4 or $5 today.
You don't have to, most people say you don't have to get to that much. Because you can buy with $2, you can buy today a Danish. Danish, he hates it. Okay? The Rambam tells us, number 9, this is very important to remember, in Purim, he says it on Hilchos Purim. Rambam says, Mutov la'adam leharbois b'matonos le'evyoinim. It's greater to do matonos le'evyoinim to give to the poor, mila'arbois b'sudosoy mishlachmonos le'reyov, than adding to his meal mishlachmonos, which again, that's a simcha, and the achtos. It's more important to give to the poor. There's no greater simcha than making the poor and the people that need it happy. Someone who's with sameach, these people that need it as most, is like the shechina. That a kishbo who gives, that the pasuk is brought down. Hashem takes care of all the people that need his attention the most. And that's what a person is doing with Shechina. And that's the idea in Purim, that the Matanos Le'Avyoinim is not a regular tzedakah. It's a concept that we are, as the Rambam tells us. In this way, we're doing with Shechina. We look like the Shechina. Like the Shechina gives us when we need the most. So also here, you're giving to the poor, when needed the most, and that's a different concept. So you have over here, we spoke about the Mishach Manois, and you have the Seudo, that's it, you have the unity in Yom Yisrael, which is great. Very important part. And then there's the idea that you're giving to the poor, that's even more important, says the Rambam. And therefore, we'll take it, therefore, when you're giving the Matos Tavyanim, by the way, Matos Tavyanim is making sure the other one gets. So for example, the question that we ask, Mishach Manois, if it's for you to create unity, you need to be involved in the day. Tell us if anybody agrees, you can give Matos Tavyanim today, and it will be distributed for Purim to the Ani on Purim. That's fine.
Just technically, you can give, so we give to Rebbe, and he gives to more than one person. You don't say,
yes, for sure.
Just with that one.
If you give him the money, and he divides the force, for sure. What do you want to say?
There's an Indian on Purim that you should give it out without thinking. But right. Here you're saying that the mitzvah is mamish giving it to somebody who needs. So does that mean when you're giving that gift, you have to make sure it's mamish to somebody who needs? Or you could give out freely and maybe a yotzei even if you don't know where it's
going. So there's two concepts. The idea of matos avyonim is there's two different things. One thing is you should do matos avyonim. That's preferred to give it to people that you know who it is because you want to carry the mitzvah. There's another idea that kol poishet yad noistim loy. And Purim, anybody that's which really wanted to get to now, any person who comes to you and says, please give me, you give without checking on him. But obviously, so there's two things. That's you want to give the $2, make sure you're giving the $4 to Anim, you know the Anim. Then comes this guy and says, I want to check who you are.
Separate things.
The two, you want to call a place, Yad Noisim Loi. That's the idea part of it in Purim. The Purim is we are really the poor. Because we're in Golos. We don't have Beis HaMikdash. We don't have all the assets that we need. Kol HaPoish Yad Noisim Loi, Kadosh Baruch Hu also gives us. Anybody who asks, push up, extends his hand to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you give without checking too much if you deserve it or you don't. So that's the idea of Matos Tavyanim. And here comes a very, very big, very important, you say this, take Bach, number 10. I'm not going to read the whole thing inside, but I'm just going to mention. The Bach says, what's the idea? In Mishloach Manos, you give two manos to one friend. And Matos Tavyanim, you give two presents to two different poor people. Says the Bach, a very important insight. Says, by poor people, what do you care about? Going back to what we just learned. Matos Tavyanim, you care about the poor. The more poor people you're assisting, the better. Says a clown, Hilchos Duck, if you have $100, and you give $100 to one person, or you give 100 singles to 100 different people, where is it a bigger mitzvah? Bigger mitzvah to give to 100 people, each one is $1. So when you're talking about Matos Tavyanim, you want to spread the wealth. You have two mataros to two different avyonim. That, if you look at the Bach, it says, you see this line, he says, we'll start, it's about, in the three lines before the end of the wide lines. Ula'ashir lo yechda le'avyon mekev ha'aretz haba zuvo mitza lechalek letet kol avyon matona achas. Ki kachazu ha'kadmoinim. That's what the Kadmoinim says. Fa'asecha gam kini chayev, it makes sense. Hoto ki mishyesh lo me'a zuvi leten la'anim, give it to 100 people. That's what he says. It's a greater thing. When you come to friends, says the Bach, and this is very apropos today, a real friend is very hard to get. It's better to invest two pieces with one real friend than to divide in half a friend and half a friend here. You can have thousands of friends on Facebook. To have a real friend, maybe you have one. Maybe you have two. So that's what he says. Right? You have to invest in a friend. You want to be, the real simcha is to do it with a real friend, true friend. True friend is very hard to get. That's why you go 2 months to one friend. You spread the wealth. Now, therefore, it's a Eitz HaToiva. Oh, one more thing about the Mishloach Manos. Mishloach Manos is, you want to give Mishloach Manos, there's an Indian that's brought down, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, that maybe you want to give it through a Shliach, because it says Mishloach Manos, Losh Shlichos. So therefore, the best thing is like this. Before Purim, a person should make sure to take care of Matos Tavyanim. If not, on Purim itself, try to do first thing, make sure that you give at least $4 to tzedakah for each member of the family needs to give it to a tzedakah because your wife also has to give, or any adult above the age of 13. And Mishloach Manos, the main point of Mishloach Manos is to give two manos to one friend. First thing after davening, you give two Mishloach Manos to one person. You yaitze the mitzvah. That's like that the basic mitzvah. Then obviously, as a person goes ahead and gives more mishloach to 30 people, it's a greater mitzvah, as the Shulchan Aruch mentioned. But you want to be yaitzer right, you give two things to one person, give it with a shliach to be yaitzer lechatchil. The best way to do it is to give it to somebody who will give it to your friend, and then you yaitzer the mitzvah behidur, beginning of the day, and that's how, that you include in that all the mitzvahs you need to do in terms of mishloach mazon, in terms of the avyanim, and the Megillah within the morning. Even aniim have to do mishloach mazon. Like we said, Also, they have to do all the mitzvahs. Each one of them has to do all the mitzvahs. So they have to give a Tel Aviv as well. If there's a minimum amount, you do get. Okay, now, when we get to the meal, getting to the Seuda. So, the first of all is, the big shayla everybody always asks, is what is the main time, when you should do the meal? If you look at the Ramah, we're going to go to number 11. It says over there, let's go to the middle of the Ramah. He says like this: V'noyagim la'asoy seudas purim la'achar mincha ve'arvis hispala b'layla u'mispala mincha tchila. You should have the seuda during the day, have a mincha first, because a person can get drunk and then he can't eat, and then you have the seuda and then do marv. The Indian is down mincha early, even though usually in halacha it's better to have mincha late. Pretty sure you have it early. The main part of the seuda should be in the day. They start right before the evening. So you should try to do it actually early in the day. And the remark concludes right after that. It says, really, you could do it in the morning. Really, you could do it right away in the morning. And some are makpid. It says they're going to do the seuda in the morning. Because right away you have a mitzvah, you do the mitzvah right away. There is a inyan, the Sanswarim bring the concept that we want to do in the evening because we want to be moishach the seuda into the night. There's some idea like that, even though the Shulchan doesn't bring it, some do bring this idea. But the main part of the meal has to be in the day. So for us, the main part of the meal is to eat the lechem, the bread you want to eat. Kazayis, kabeitza, you want to get to the part of the seuda. Where you eat to the seuda, you should do it in the day. Don't start right before shkia. Because you should have a portion of the meal in the day. Now there's an Indian, the seuda has Indian to have meat in it, or at least chicken. So therefore it's better to eat that also during the day. Because you want to be eating to the seuda during the day in the best way. So at least to start early enough to be able to mekayin the seuda during the day. Now the Shulchan Aruch tells us over here, that chayav adam chayav nishu b'suyim puraya de lo yodah ben oru hovin l'borach motchei. A person has to get drunk at Purim. Chayav nishu b'suyim, you have to get drunk until a place where he doesn't know the difference between oru hovin and l'borach motchei. The Ramah says, v'yeshoyim, some say, tein tzuch l'shtag ha'kadim, they get so drunk, el sheish de yoyser min limudu, he should drink more than usual, v'yishan, he'll cause him to fall asleep. When we talk sheish and any yodah ben oru hovin l'borach motchei, the fact that he is sleeping, that itself brings him to a case he doesn't know or Bor Motre. But as the Ramah, Chad Amar v'Chad Amamit, you could be more or less, there's the Bechleikis. Should he get drunk or not? Any way you use it, it's fine. Ubilvad she'chaven liber l'shamayim. Have kavana, l'shem Hashem. Don't do it for your own enjoyment. You're doing l'shem Shemayim, do the right thing. So a person wants to get drunk because that's what he feels becoming the mitzvah behidur, so he should do that. If he's causing him not to do Shiv Shemaim, so don't drink that much. It's interesting enough that the Ramah, who brings this halacha Shulchan Aruch, he says, yesh arim, you don't have to get drunk so much. In his Pirush on Megillah, called Mechir Yain, he brings over there how drunk a person has to get to. Look at number 12. He says like this, nearly b'dech hapshat, ki ma'al hashem it's a spoil and lishtet v'lisuach, that the drink get happy, fi yivshat shalo yishtel, ken yishtel arbe me'oid, she'agir l'shechut shalo, drink a lot. You have to drink. So drink so much, you get so drunk. She has potter, avim yechta ve'avil ezeh averis. Even if he does avera, he's going to be potter. Ki bo'inusu. It's oinus. Avalim lo yishte kol kach habeh, if he's going to drink only a little bit, ve'yavor averis, he's going to do averis, chayav ki lo shosa klal. So the Ramah gives the eitzah. You know, if you're getting drunk, just get completely wasted. Because why? Because if you're going to do avera, you should not go on your cheshbon. That's why Moses, you see the Ramah is taking that. See, there's a concept of Adul Yoda. If you look at number 13, we quoted on the Shira previous year,
what
that
gonna do?
What?
Why is he saying you're going
to
do averus?
First, if a person comes to averus, that's what he wants to say.
Could be every day of the week.
Yeah, but if he gets drunk. See, if he gets drunk, the person has a tendency to go there. There are the and my seraf to the guy and brings the error. It says like this. It says, they bring this dechemet. There's a rumor on the Ramah. Shamishtakeh, we get drunk at Purim. Kipshutoy ad the sakana. We endanger himself. In the end, I don't know if that rumor is so correct. But meaning, the goyim got very drunk at Purim. So, there is a inyan, and many places keep saying it, that a pi, Kabbalah is a big inyan to get drunk at Purim. And to drink a lot, because that's part of the inyan at Purim, just to mention here, usually, even though it's a shir halakha. It's an important thing to know it also. The idea in Purim is that we really, the Chiddush of Purim is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. We thought Kadosh Baruch Hu is showing himself only when you have miracles, only when you see Beis HaMikdash, you see Nevuah, and you see Kadosh Baruch Hu in your eyes. But when you live in your day-to-day life in a natural world, you don't see Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Chiddush of Megillas Esther was, in your day-to-day life, in the course of nature, is also Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, every moment. So the idea of Purim is we get drunk to say we don't really, the one who's controlling everything is not us. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu controlling. I'm giving out my das, my mind, my control, and let HaKadosh Baruch Hu control. That's really the purpose of getting drunk. So it's part of the idea of Purim. You may also getting drunk is not going crazy. It's meaning getting drunk, giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu the control. That's the idea. But that's why there's a beginning to do it. Now, there is a discussion. The mashmos, many places came is, that getting drunk, the Ikrainian is to do it during the meal. It's also brought down the halacha when we're talking about the hilchus of the seuda. We speak about the seuda, then we say it, and the halacha base. Seuda, the Shulchan Aruch says, seuda's purim, shasab alai lo tzeich chodei chabas, you have to do seuda's purim in the day. And then it says, chayim ishim asuyim, now you have to do it during the day. But the ma'is that the points can bring, that a person's mekayim that this mitzvah, even if he does it not during the meal. But I said the Iker Indian based on the many boys came so during the meal. Also, there's a big discussion. Always the shilas that come up. Can you get drunk and things which are now wine? And here the idea is, yes, you could do it. The better thing is to rewind because of a few reasons. First of all, is because the Iker and Nes was done with wine, Mishte Ayin that happened by Achashverosh. And the second thing is because the real simcha, and which we're trying to achieve in Purim, is the simcha. The real simcha is b'yayin, as the pasuk tells us. So that's why wine is preferable. But because it doesn't say that in the Gemara, it says the idea is to be meis the das. You make kind of mitzvah with every type of alcoholic drink, not only wine, but the preferable one is the wine. So, to summarize what we learned today, because we're running out of time. So basically, you have the four mitzvahs ayam. We have a mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah where we mentioned the important halachas. You have to hear every word of the Megillah. And b'chatchila, every word inside. But b'di'eved, a meal can be done outside. So if a person misses a word, he can read it outside. There's a mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. Mishloach Manos includes, there's a discussion. Mishloach Manos, the Iker, is the one who's giving, the one who's receiving. We pass in that he has the one who's giving, and therefore it's important that Mishloach Manos should be done doing the day of Purim, and even if the person does not receive it, it's okay. And we quote what the Mishnah Berurah says that it's better to do it through a shliach, so at least to do it one mishloach manos do with somebody else. Mataras levyayin is at least two mataras or two levyayin, which is also mishloach manos is one two mataras for one person. Mataras levyayin is two mataras for two different people. I mean, you have to have one matana for each, and that's your mekayin. At least we said today, the price can bring us about $2. For each ani, so it's $4 in total, and that obviously should be common. The ani should enjoy that on Purim. According to the Rambam, the Iker Inyas to Matos of Yoinim, even more than Mishloach Manos. Then the fourth mitzvah is the mitzvah of Seudas Purim, and Seudas Purim has to be done in the day, and Seudas Purim has to be done at least most of the main part started during the day, and we ended with the idea of Chayish Levi Sume, which a pasha has to be done doing the Seuda. It can be done in any alcoholic drink, but preferable to be done with the wine. Let's say that we'll stop over here. Here's the...